Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is not Ron, my girlfriend, Evelyn.
Oh, hello there.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm a little disappointed that you didn't return with the General Grievous, General Kenobi's response.
Look, we response, got four more episodes.
That's fine.
It is what it is. How you been? It's been, looking back on it, about 200 episodes since you've been on.
Well,
on the main, I should say.
Yeah, conveniently, we live together, so I have seen you since then.
True.
So that's been nice. just living and working 6 days a week.
Woohoo!
Yay. I live 7 days a week, but I do work 6 days
a
week.
I hope
so.
You live 7 days a
week. I just wanted to clarify that just in case. Just so somebody didn't actually me online.
I don't know who would do that.
Nope.
Nope. No idea.
Don't know anyone who would do that.
You are back here because we are going to continue our Paper Girls coverage.
Yeah.
It's like I said, it's been a hot minute.
Definitely didn't forget that we were recording this morning. Definitely didn't just like skim through.
I mean, you were
volume.
Having a good old time with your journal. I didn't want to mess with it.
I spent like 2 hours like working on my bullet journal and drinking like 2.5 mugs of coffee. And I don't know if you can tell how much coffee I've had by how fast I'm talking, but I've had a lot of coffee.
Yeah, I didn't want to interrupt you because I knew you were in the zone. But at the same time, I'm like, well, I gotta go do stuff with Bella.
Yeah.
We can do this after lunch. Next time, wait.
Next time, remind me earlier.
I would no problem waiting a couple hours.
Hey, let's not hash out our relationship on this podcast, shall we?
That's where I hash out all my problems.
Love you.
Love you too. Anyway, so yeah, we are covering Paper Girls. It was distributed by Image in these issues 6 through 10, distributed by Image in 2016. Actually, the latter half of 2016. So a couple of these things might makes sense when it pops up in the book. It was written by Brian K. Vaughan, art by Cliff Chang.
I would say Chang.
I never remember. I think it's Chang. I'm pretty sure it's Chang. Sir, if you're listening to this, I apologize. Colors by Matt Wilson and letters by Jared K. Fletcher. So let's go ahead and get into it. If you remember, which it's been a while, so if you guys haven't read Paper Girls, it's go check out episodes. Oh, I had it a second ago. 198 through 203, I think. Nope, 198 through 202. That's our coverage of volume one, the first 5 issues. So if you want to go check those out again, just go ahead and give those a listen. But at the end of the first volume, the girls get thrown through time, and Aaron, Mac, and Tiffany end up in the future because we have no idea where KJ is at the moment, but they end up meeting future Aaron, so...
Which we'll get right into.
Yes, I mean, we'll get right into it. She is... We're just going to say our Aaron as Aaron. The main protagonist of the comic is going to be Aaron. This is definitely future Aaron because she's older. I mean, she's driving. I think at one point she makes a comment that she is 30 years old and... No, 40 years old. Yeah, 40 years old and, hasn't really done much. She didn't want to be waking up this early in the morning. It's like 4 o'clock in the morning. Almost 5. And she comes across... are Aaron, Mac, and Tiffany. And they're just standing in the middle of the road. Like, we have no idea. We need help. Can you help us find our friend?
I am definitely willing to call old Aaron, or future Aaron, cool. Like, I'm cool. Because she's definitely listening to Coast to Coast. And she's trying to work out with, like, her sister, like...
Why her mom's weird.
Why did mom text me an anchor? And I've definitely never had to troubleshoot electronics for my elderly mom. So, you know, I relate to Erin. I relate to future Erin a lot. Really like her.
So we get a fun little discussion between the three girls and future Erin of like, what in the hell is going on? Because obviously nobody knows what's going on. And so you do the classic, like, okay, so what's this to past?
Right. If you're me from the past, then what's this? And like, she just blurts off these answers, yeah, like rapid fire. Bam, 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 yeah, bam.
It's this. And then it's this. Like, what's Missy's Fish's secret name? It's like, oh, you mean Mr. What'd she say?
Mr. Percy.
Mr. Percy. It's like, okay.
Well, this is one of the, they get to one of those instances of the effects of time travel, which fascinate me. Future Erin has a scar,
mm-hmm,
on her belly that past Erin, regular Erin, we saw her get that scar.
Just got it.
Last volume.
Yeah.
And
literally just got it.
Literally just got it. And it's just one of those things where it's like, okay, yeah, this is real. This is really happening. Mm-hmm. This is, okay, we're in it now.
And so now future Erin is just like, okay, I guess I'm going to listen to you guys. Like, who are these kids? Like, I don't know who these people are. What friend are you missing? And that kind of sets our Erin on like, well, a lot of stuff has already happened just to us in a couple hours. I would feel like you would remember all this.
Yeah.
Why don't you remember this?
Yeah.
Well, why don't you remember who these people are?
I mean, I have friends from elementary school that, you know, I definitely don't remember everyone in my elementary school class, but like the people I got into the most shenanigans with, I definitely remember.
Well, that's
them.
What I'm saying. Like you, if you remember a important event in your life, you may not remember names of the people,
right?
But you remember who was there,
right?
Like you'll remember like seeing the faces.
I remember
you
the vibe. Remember,
you may remember, yeah, definitely, yes. You may remember names,
right,
but like you'll remember what is happening.
Oh, sure.
And what's going on? So, we jump back to the past of 1988, and we've got the grandfather and the cardinal, the lady named Cardinal. They're trying to figure out what happened to the house that, you know, disappeared right in front of them. And I think what the grandfather basically says, like, it bent in on itself, like, the girls are probably dead. No, I'm sorry. The two teenagers, Heck and Naldo.
Naldo, yeah.
Like, they're dead. You know, whatever happened that killed them. The girls, however, they probably got folded into time and they're time displaced right now. So that's not good. We need to go find them.
Yeah, I love that they call it timelined.
Yes. And again, same thing that happened last time when I was reading. The way that the dialect is for anybody that isn't the old timers, I think is what they call
it. Right.
It still took me a minute to realize what they were saying.
I love it.
I get it. It's literally just English slang. It's like a really bad, not bad isn't the right word, because once I figure out what they're saying, like this was like so the youngs could be anywhere. Like once you realize what they're saying, they're actually saying words. They're just,
yeah,
obviously they were saying words before, but
yeah,
it took me a minute to realize
language is really fun in that it's ever evolving, and like there is no wrong way to say anything, like as long as
true,
if you, like it's just language is ever evolving.
Yes, but it's not what I was used to. Uh-huh. And seeing the what could be is what was tripping my mind.
Gotcha.
So
have you read 1984?
We've talked about this. I have not.
Okay.
I need to.
Yes, you should.
We'll get there. But anyway, so the grandfather is just like, okay, well, we need to get these girls back home, you know, sooner rather than later. Like, we don't want things to be any more messed up than they already are. So, you know, we jump back to the future, and it's 2016. Actually, I think at one point when Mac asked what time it was or what year it was, future Erin says 2016, and she's like, was that military time? What's going on? And Tiffany had to clarify, no,
the 21st century.
Yeah.
I really thought it'd be cooler.
I mean, I think we all did in the 90s. And,
yeah.
But Erin, future Erin, was able to shove the kids into her
tiny little car.
Tiny car. What kind is it?
It looks like a smart car.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just her. She's not married.
Exactly.
She doesn't have a boyfriend.
Single income, no kids. Yeah, why not have a small car?
Exactly. Very economically safe.
Better for gas mileage.
But, you know, she takes the kids home to try and figure out what's going on. Well, in the process of it all, you know, they discover this giant screen, big screen TV.
Oh, yeah, they do. And Joe. What are they watching on the screen?
Well, technically, it's just a trailer. But, sorry. There's a reason why my candle is that.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Love you.
No, I love you.
But no, they turn on the TV, and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the 2000, which one was that? That was 2016, wasn't it? What? Had to have been, because it was a trailer.
What year did you say this story is set?
Anyway. I love you. You know that? But yeah, the Michael Bay 2016 Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie is on. The trailer for it is on. And they're all just, the girls are just like awestruck.
They just have, like, they have little anime star eyes.
It's like, it's 3D, but without the glasses. It's beautiful.
poor Mac is like, is this movie for grown-ups? Kinda, I mean, yes. Yes, ma'am, it is.
Kinda was.
Grown-up children.
Hey, hold on. Anyway. So we go to a breaking news pops in, and it starts to show like these lightning storm.
Yeah, like, the same lightning, the same
isolated stuff.
Lightning events that we were seeing in the last volume, they're starting to now appear in 2016 Cleveland.
Yeah. And the girls are like, okay, well, we need to go there. That's probably where KJ's at.
Right.
And future Aaron's like, no. Like, this is dangerous. You guys are crazy. What the heck?
Right, children, stop.
Yeah. We then get to the, I don't know what building this is in Cleveland. I apologize. I don't know. But we get this guy just, I think he's heading home from work, or he's just maybe like a security guard or something. But,
I chalked him up to being a security guard.
You know, pouring down rain, so he's got a poncho on. And then we get this individual in a futuristic suit and a parachute similar to what was on the pod ship.
Mm-hmm. For Heck and Naldo.
Mm-hmm. And same language that Heck and Naldo were talking.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like this person is trying to, like, warn off this other guy as he's coming forward. And it was probably a good thing because, well, she tried to. But he didn't listen.
Yeah, he definitely got, like...
He got torn to bits.
Torn to bits. Which I, at first, thought she was doing on purpose. But now that you... No, she does have her hands up and, like, hey, don't come over here. Gesture, yeah. Like, this is not safe right now.
Yeah, it doesn't work out well. But then she takes her helmet off, and then it's Aaron again.
Yeah, with the same, like, same haircut, same hair clips as...
Our Aaron.
As our Aaron, and I am confused.
Yeah, it's definitely to that point where it's like, okay, what's going on? So, it works out too because it jumps back to our Aaron with future Aaron and Mac and Tiff in future Aaron's house just watching the news like, okay, well, this is crazy. Like,
what do we do?
We're going to do something. And then the power goes out and they all start, not like freak out, but it's like, okay, well, this isn't helping matters.
But future Aaron cracks out her iPhone. And all the girls are like, whoa.
Well, not only that, but Tiffany notices the symbol on the
mm-hmm.
back of the iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, wait, that looks just like the symbol that Aaron found on that device.
Yeah.
And so Aaron pulls it out and hands it to future Aaron. And as soon as future Aaron touches it, it lights up.
Because Apple is really good about just syncing their technology together. It's great, apparently.
Look, I've got one Apple device, and that's my laptop I'm recording on.
Yeah, you're fine. I've already eaten the whole Apple. I didn't just, like, take a chunk out of the Apple. I've swallowed the whole Apple.
Android boy till I die, for right now.
Okay.
I'm sure that'll change in the future, when Android and Apple, like, combine, and we get an Apple droid.
I was thinking
afterward,
an Anpel, but yeah, I like Anpel better.
It's not bad. Anyway, but then future Erin starts to see like a map shows, or actually, somebody talks to her
in her head, yep. though. Like, that's where Apple technology is going. It's going to be in your head.
I just revert back to the Futurama episode where Mom, it was when they came back from being canceled, and Mom created the iPhone, and it was literally an eye, like, you had the thing that goes, they hammered into your eye socket, and then the device itself, like, the earpiece would be hammered into your ear, and then so yeah, you have the iPhone.
I've seen enough episodes of Black Mirror to know that that is the future we're heading towards.
I mean, it's getting there.
Yeah. Well, and the little device asks future Erin, says, your user ID has been recognized, do you want to connect to this device? And she's like, yeah, I do.
And that's where we end the first issue. Thank you for listening to Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Paper Girl story.